thanks for joining me again for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. And my business happens to be how you communicate. You've tuned into Making Communication Bridges with Transitions. As a regular visitor to my website, I certainly hope you're benefiting from what you've heard on my podcasts, as well as implementing my ideas. And if you happen to be new to my website, I'd like to mention that I create monthly podcasts on a wide variety of topics, so do be sure to check back frequently to hear the latest one. It promises to be an earful. Since establishing my business, Profitable Speech, in 1994, I've heard a wide array of speakers, many of whom I'm very proud to now call my clients. In this period of time, I've noticed various speaking trends, one of which is the effective, or more often, ineffective, use of transitions. Whether this is an unfamiliar or a familiar term, you may be among those individuals who grapple with the skill of transition usage. Either way, I assure you that you'll benefit from the content you're about to hear. Here are the three questions I intend to answer. Number one, what is the exact meaning of the term transition? Number two, how can you tell if you're using transitions effectively? And finally, what are examples of how to best use transitions when speaking? First, let's begin with a definition. A transition is either a word or a group of words used to provide a listener, or even a reader for that matter, with a type of directional signal. When you use transitions, you're explaining how one idea is linked to another. Think of it as being analogous to providing the thread that sews your thoughts together. Now that I believe you have a clear understanding of what I intend to mean by the word transition, you may be asking yourself how you can tell if you're actually using transitions effectively. In order to answer that, I'm going to ask you to think about a time when you were either listening to someone or perhaps reading an article or an email. Did you notice that you felt bored, confused, or frustrated in those situations? If you did, the reason is that most likely the speaker or writer wasn't using transitions effectively. Conversely, the benefit of using transitions effectively is that your communication flows much more smoothly as opposed to sounding fragmented or choppy. Consequently, your listener or reader can easily follow your train of thought. And that's the true test of how well you're using transitions. Think of them as a type of signpost. That brings us to the third question, which is, what are examples of how to best use transitions when speaking? Transitions may be used in a variety of situations, so it's best to identify some of the communication purposes they serve, such as the following six examples. Number one, shifting from your opening remarks to the body of your speech. You can say, in the next 30 minutes, you're going to learn, or let's get started, or now we're ready to begin. Number two, presenting contrasting ideas in the body of your speech. You can say, conversely, however, or on the other hand. Number three, indicating cause and effect. You can say, as a result, therefore. Number four, explaining several steps. You can say, first, second, third, etc. Number 5, expanding on the thought. You can say, additionally, furthermore, for instance, or as an example. And finally, number 6, shifting from your message into your closing. You can say, in summary, finally, or in conclusion. What's critical to remember is that you're the one who is most familiar with your message. You're the one who knows exactly what you wish to convey. Your audience, be they listeners or readers, doesn't have this same advantage and is therefore at risk of feeling bored, confused, or sometimes even frustrated. Since none of us can afford that outcome, the clear solution is to learn how to effectively use transitions. If you're not yet feeling confident about this skill, I'd recommend you start by developing this ability when writing, whether you choose to write an email, a letter, or a report. From here, you can more easily shift into using transitions as a speaker. I believe you'll be delighted with the results when you realize that transitions assist you in making communication bridges. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.